Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Vox Pop. I'm Alan Chartok, and we are here to have a good time today because 2014 was a pretty eventful year in the world of politics and government. But we're about to dive headfirst into 2015, time to look at the year ahead of us. We're no Nostradamus, well, actually, I'm close. But we do have some predictions. We want to know what you think, who will announce a bid for the presidency, who will New York Governor Andrew Cuomo finally open a door for, will the federal investigation of Assembly Speaker Shelley Silver unearth something ugly, will casinos in Massachusetts and New York be up and running? Put your fortune-telling hats on and tell us what the future holds. Give us a call, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website. That's WAMC.org. You go there, then you click on Vox Pop, WAMC.org/Vox Pop. You can comment or you can just email us. That's the way I like to see it, at VoxPop at WAMC, at VoxPop at WAMC.org. And here are the rules, just so that everybody knows how I play this. You know, I make predictions. Some of them I don't want to see happen, so I predict them. Some of them, and that puts the whammy on them. Then there's also things I do want to make happen, so I predict them. Then there are the predictions that I really do think will happen, and it's up to you to figure that out. 1-800-348-2551. I want to hear your predictions, and so let's go to Eli in Utica. Eli, what do you got?
Hi, Alan. My crystal ball tells me Hillary will definitely be the Democratic candidate, and the big money in the Republican Party will flood to George Bush. He will be her opponent, and to jump forward 2 years, she's going to handily defeat Bush, because independents will look at the two and just simply say, well, we had 8 years under a Bush recently and 8 years under a Clinton. It's pretty obvious who we're going to pick. I listened to the roundtable this morning.
Yeah.
A little discussion on racism in the Republican Party. My feeling towards that is that once Hillary wins, the insane attacks and the hatred against hers will be an increase upon what we're hearing now against Obama. I think the frustration of the Republicans will be so massive. And, you know, let's face it, every morning the people in Fox News and the people on AM radio get up, and their job is, how do we attack our enemies? And, you know, the enemy is the president, and that's all they're focused on. Fox News is what the Republican politicians listen to. It's infuses all over their party, and that's all they're all about. They're all about being attack dogs.
Yeah, but Eli, an awful lot of people listen to Fox News. It's the number one cable network.
Oh, yeah, and that's why the vilification of any Democrat in high office will never end. And it's going to increase with Hillary. I'm saying it's not all racism. My Republican friends, I got to tell you, would be ecstatic if Herman Cain were president. I mean, I think they're crazy, but there's no racism there. If they could have him in the presidency, they would love to see it.
Well, Eli, thank you for your predictions. Appreciate it very much. Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 1-800-348-2551. Your chances of getting in right now are 100%. I'll give you some of mine. 1. Hillary Clinton will announce, just like Eli said, that she's running for president, and this time she's going to end up getting the nomination. All right. Okay. Hillary, this is a tough one, will call Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and beg him to be her running mate. He'll reluctantly agree, even though he has said all along that he won't do it. He wants to go back into private life. But he'll recognize that in order to win this election, folks are going to have to come out and vote who don't traditionally vote. And we saw it with Barack Obama. People of color came out in record numbers. The only way to do that is going to be to have somebody on that ballot who represents hope for people who have little or no hope. And then I predict Elizabeth Warren will announce once and for all that is, she is not running, and she won't. She'll say, Hillary is our best chance for taking back the U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives, and I'm not going to screw that up. That's my prediction on that. Now, I'm waiting for yours. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders will announce a run for the nation's highest office. He'll say, once again, this is just to keep Hillary honest. The baby boom will continue right here at WAMC, despite the huffing and puffing of some people who think that this is all about them. Two new signal expanding nodes will be finally put into western Massachusetts. Folks in the Amherst and Northampton areas will jump for joy. Several loyal and grateful WMC listeners and members will leave substantial bequests to this station. One of them will never have made any contribution at all. A WMC front office and wonderful person will play the ukulele on our air and sock everyone with her prowess. Two WAMC women will announce their engagements. A top official in New York will try to do damage to this radio station. He'll privately tell people that ever since the radio station put a new frequency up in his hometown, it has caused consternation in his family. The next WAMC fund drive will be a record breaker. The pre-drive lockbox will overtake the on-air portion of the fund drive, raising half the money. One generous donor will call, offering the largest challenge ever. Get that? The largest challenge ever. The ratings people will tell that more people are listening than ever before. Ichiban will install a large painting. This is Ichiban Restaurant right here on Central Avenue, of me. It will say underneath it, the man who pays the mortgage. Alan and the new president of NPR will verbally duke it out. WAMC will win several top awards in the broadcasting industry. Having already filled three walls, we'll have to find another wall in which to hang them. How about on which to hang them? A former WAMC executive will make an unprecedented contribution to the radio station. He'll say, just paying back for all the wonderful things the station has done for me. A foolish man will sue WAMC for towing his car out of the employee's parking lot. 1-800-348-2551. The time allotted for the panel discussion on the roundtable will be slightly expanded, I predict. Vice President Patrick Cooney will fire a major station contractor for lack of performance. Mm-hmm. The best actress in the United States will sit for a WAMC conversation, I predict. The company president will raise considerable ire when he flatly tells employees that they have to move away from the front door while smoking. He will get people really crazy when he says, it is expressly forbidden to bring chocolate chip cookies into the building. They're killing me, he will say. He'll moan. WAMC will win an award for the best use of social media among public radio stations in the United States. A regional newspaper will have its chief executive arrested for not paying into FICA funds. News director Ian Pickus will receive the highest award the horse racing industry can bestow. It will read, he sure can pick 'em. The Linda, WMC's performing arts studio, will be recognized by the mayor of Albany as the place closest to the heart of the city. She'll say, enough of this downtown stuff. This is where the action is. Things will go very, very badly in Sherwood Forest. And you, dear listeners, will have a healthy and happy and productive new year. And so let's go into Fred in Ulster. Okay, Fred, you're on.
Hello. How you doing, Alan?
I tell you what, Fred, we got to take a little break here. So if you don't mind, you just hang in there and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Fine.
Thanks.
Support comes from Paradise Copies, Northampton, Massachusetts, providing printing design for customers for over 20 years, from digital to offset, color copies, scans, logos, and more. ParadiseCopies.com. Audubon Service, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, offering service, repair, and diagnosis of imports, specializing in late model Volkswagen, Audi, and BMW. AutobahnTechnic.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences of all ages for the Capital District and beyond. 518-580-8080. Barry Price Architecture, since 1996, specializing in buildings that integrate modernism and sustainability with regional materials and aesthetics. BarryPriceArchitecture.com. And Interim Healthcare, providing companions, aides, and nurses in the home 2 to 24 hours a day so you or a loved one can stay in your home. Serving the Capital Region, Columbia County, Glens Falls, and Saratoga. InterimHealthcare.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Zachary. And Fred, you're on with your predictions. Let me give that number once before. Your chances, ladies and gentlemen, of getting into this very good program are 100% after Fred is through. 1-800-348-2551. I need your help. Come on, Fred. You go.
It's not necessarily a prediction, but a hope.
Fair enough.
As far as all things considered, and some of the presentations from NPR, but especially All Things Considered, they give these sound bite, these, you know, very short, truncated stories, and I'm finding a lot of, I can't give examples, but misinformation within, or the matter of fact information kind of thing. They make statements that are like, oh, this is, you know, GMOs are not bad for you, kind of thing. There's, you know, not, you know, it's like, and so that's one example. Okay, so I'm hoping that in the future that...
I don't know that I've ever heard a story, Fred, that says GMOs on NPR, and I listen all the time.
No, all things considered.
Yeah, that say that GMOs are not bad for you. You
yep,
should have heard
you
that.
You had a reporter on All Things Considered just state that outright.
All right.
Okay, as a matter of a fact report. Okay, mm-hmm. So in the meantime, so I don't think people are paying attention enough across the board with NPR, so that's my hope. As far as that goes.
Okay. What else you got?
There was one other thing, and unfortunately, I ended up being distracted from it. But anyhow, it's I'm not going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. I'll give you a couple more. I predict that Barack Obama's popularity will spike dramatically as he toughens his rhetoric and the American economy continues to improve. He'll go into his last year with the ratings that he deserves. Here's one that you probably haven't thought of. A racy new novel, The Governor, will appear in bookstores everywhere, despite the usual assurances that, quote, any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Everyone will come to see as a really big tell-all about Governor Andrew Cuomo. Some sections will be really unfair and will resent them. Speaker Sheldon Silver will get an unusual amount of flack from the Democratic members of his conference. They will say that since he didn't give in to an increased ethical standard sought by the governor, they have been denied a pay raise. Silver will have trouble with United States Attorney Preet Bharara, and we've said that already, and Bharara's attorneys will raise questions about Silver's public disclosure form. Silver will say, I follow the law which I wrote. All the real estate money that has gone into campaign coffers in the legislature and the executive branch will pay off when popular New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli will back Schneiderman. Someone will point out that Schneiderman and DiNapoli outpolled Cuomo in the last election. And then I predict that Governor Cuomo will get flack from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama about his moratorium on fracking in the Marcellus Shale. Cuomo's polling numbers will go way up because of his position on this. Singer Natalie Merchant will receive an award for her leadership on the fracking issue. She'll make special reference to the late Pete Seeger for his outspoken stance on fracking. 1-800-348-2551. A major official in the Public Employees Federation White Collar Union will sue the governor over his plan to move employees from union into management confidential positions. The court will rule against Cuomo, hinting that his move was strictly political payback for the union's endorsement of Zephyr Teachout in the past Democratic primary. One wag will point out that the governor doesn't get even any more and suggest that he knows that because the governor said so in his book. A Bronx assemblyman will go to prison. No, I'm changing that. Two Bronx assemblymen will go to prison. A state senator will be found guilty in a federal court and will be sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. He will serve his time, and upon his release, he will run for his old seat and win. Zephyr Teachout will announce plans to run for political office. Okay, and hold on a second. Let's talk to Marta from Poughkeepsie. All right, Marta, you're on. Go.
Hi, Dr. Shartok.
Hey.
Nice to talk to you before the new year. I just wanted to mention that, you know, how there's a lot of discussion now about raising the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Well, I predict that the discussion's going to go much further than that, to a minimum income, where everybody makes an income where they can have a good standard of living. Instead of a poverty level, there won't be one. We'll have so many solutions to so many social problems overnight because everyone will have a guaranteed minimum income, and it's a good one.
Is this a hope, Marta, or is this based on any kind of sensible reasoning with the Republicans taking control of both houses of the Congress?
Well, if sanity doesn't return, Dr. Shartok, what do you really think the future looks like? Because there's no excuse for some people aren't worth 50 cents an hour and other people are worth $50 million an hour. If everybody had a guaranteed minimum income, there would be no more worries. Everybody would have enough for everything they needed. And then if you're one of those greedy people that needs more and more and more, go get it. Wear yourself out. Everybody else is covered.
Well, you know, Pete Seeger said to me shortly before he died, he looked at me and said, "Why are people so greedy?"
It's a mental illness. I call it they're money mad. There's just no such thing as enough. It's kind of like being an anorexic. No matter how much food's in front of you, you always feel like, you know, you're starving yourself to death. And it's really a mental illness. And it's never enough because there is no such thing as enough. And they don't care that other people don't have any because they figure if you're poor, you deserve to be. And so, it's really a psychosis.
So, Marta, what other good predictions do you have for this year?
I also predict that BPP is going to become a practice where you ban penile penetration to save humanity from AIDS and all the other sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies. I mean, many parts of the world, I don't believe for one second women want to bring children into the world to watch them starve to death. So if men had the self-control that's required to really make a huge evolutionary leap, they would stop using their penises to penetrate anyone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Shartok.
Okay, bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Okay, and so we've heard from James, who says in Montgomery, who says, "I agree with your first five predictions. Hope they weren't the whammy." 1-800-348-2551. And if a gaming site is selected for Orange County's prediction, says Joyce, the gaming site in Sullivan County will pull out because of the competition from Orange County. I agree with that. I think that the reason Orange County didn't get one was the whole idea was to put stuff in another place. So I'm back to my predictions, if you don't mind, because you're not. Oh, now everybody's calling. Look at that. And now our wonderful new screener, who is Daniel Goldstein, will be taking these calls really, really quickly to get them up there. Okay, so what else we got? Okay, what else do I have? I told you about the two Bronx assemblymen who are going to go to prison. Zephyr Teachout will announce plans to run for a statewide political office. She will win. Governor Andrew Cuomo will receive some wonderful personal news. Governor Andrew Cuomo, will receive some wonderful personal news. Three New York state casinos will make plans for opening. The news for casinos will continue to be bad. More Atlantic City emporiums will close, and people will complain that the new casinos are sure to add to gambling addiction in the state. Okay, so that's what I got so far. Let's go to Aaron in Petersburg. Hiya, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm well, Dr. Chartox. My prediction is that unless someone explains it to me very slowly, I'm going to be confused for the entirety of 2015 by that last woman's last statement.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get it either. But then again, you know, then again, I mean, it sounded to me like she was saying that men should stop using their equipment. And therefore, the issues of the world would probably be solved. I think. I think she's probably had tongue in cheek, as we say, when she was saying that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah. So I expect that. What else you got for us, Aaron?
I predict that. Well, I hope that at some point the people running our country, the CEOs of every major corporation, will have been visited by Mr. Marley. And, you know, three ghosts came and saw them, and they'll see the error of their ways and, you know, decide how they should redistribute their wealth. So the one statement that she made was a good one, I thought, that, you know, if there were no issues with people not having money, I would imagine that there wouldn't be an issue with the demand portion of our supply and demand economy.
Mm-hmm. Are you an economist, Aaron?
I am not. I manage a construction company in Albany.
Wow, that's good, honest work. And thank you so much for calling, Aaron. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, bye. And now, 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Rob in Port Jervis. Okay, Rob, delighted to have you on the program. What do you got?
Love your program. Always on 84, listen to your program. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just hoping to contribute like the gentleman was saying about the lady before him and speaking about the minimum wage. I just wanted to enter food for thought about what the minimum wage is and like what prices are. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I think America's come addicted to this problem where we think we can just paper over all of our issues and that, you know, we can set the minimum wage at $100, but that doesn't mean the value is going to be there. And I think that America really needs a conversation about value. If the issue is dollars, I mean, we can print into the sky. Our old Fed chairman himself, Pat Bernanke, said he was going to do that. So I would really be more concerned about, like, our country making things of value and having jobs of value.
Now, this is very interesting. So what do you predict? Because, after all, this is a prediction show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would predict that this isn't going to solve the problem and that I think that really greed could work in a fascinating way. I think out of greed to make more money, an employer hires someone so they can make more of their product. Out of greed, an employer makes a product so that he can address the needs of someone else so that they can make money. And I think that if we use greed in the right way, the capitalist system really allows us to help each other, and then we don't have to worry about morals in the terms of price, and that value will be produced, and then we can have more wealth. And wealth is a lot different than money.
No, I think you make a very good point about prediction about value. I mean, you know, I've often talked about when I was at junior high school, 118. Now I'm old, but when I was at junior high school, 118, I used to go around the corner to Yellen's Delicatessen. I would get, listen to this, two hot dogs with sauerkraut and mustard, two big ones, a Pepsi Cola, and an order of French fries, big hand cut French fries, $1.
No, absolutely. I think that, you know, those kind of understandings, they're always in the conversation there, and they forget the mystery of it all. And I think there is no mystery. I think there's just more dollars, and increasing the minimum wage is only going to make the need for more dollars to be printed. Unless there's more sales and more profit, there can't be more salaries because the salaries come from the profit.
Okay, so what is the prediction?
My prediction is that this will fail, just like all kind of mandated changes in business will fail, and we're going to have to figure out that the way that you were talking about, when doctors are making $3 an hour, was a lot better way to go. But we have to really address value, and that, you know, papering over any of our problems with laws or all this nonsense doesn't have the people change, and that the people themselves have to change before we can do any real changing in government policy. And it's going to happen a lot faster and a lot more peacefully.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your story. I love your show.
Okay. Thanks again. 1-800-348-2551. I don't think Eric from Manhattan is on anymore, is he? No. Okay, so we will go to Mark in Adams, Massachusetts. Your chances of getting in, ladies and gentlemen, I need you, are excellent. So let's go to Mark in Adams, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, Mark, you're on.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to comment on your response to the young lady who mentioned guaranteed incomes.
Yeah.
In 1973, President Nixon and Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who used to be a U.S. senator from New York, a Democrat, and changed parties, actually proposed a guaranteed income in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Republicans were smart, they would revisit that as an alternative to trying to break apart all the other social safety nets.
So do you predict that they will?
No.
Because this is a
this is not my prediction.
Listen, this is a prediction. Won't you people get this right? This is a prediction show. You got it.
I will predict that there will be violent demonstrations in the streets in 18 months as more and more power is consolidated in police departments.
And what makes you think more and more? Why do you predict that more and more? This is a very interesting point, by the way, Mark. More and more power will be consolidated in police departments.
Because I believe that the U.S. Supreme Court set the precedent as using deadly force is fear that a policeman feels in a certain situation. And that in light of the conversation always being about looting rather than killing somebody, the police will be given license to protect individual property interests as opposed to individuals.
You know, the reason that I find this so fascinating is that I don't know that I agree with you about the violent protests, but I do think that when people are given a choice of their perceived safety as opposed to anything else, they'll always choose safety first. We see that in New York right now, with the police officers daring to stand up and turn their backs on a mayor. Can you imagine the cadets at West Point standing up and turning their backs on the president of the United States? You know, it'd be cause for dismissal. I think people are really just afraid that somehow they are going to be hurt if police officers aren't given more and more power, even in some cases, I don't think all cases, that they're wrong. You make a very interesting point there, Mark. Well, thank you very much. I'm very interested in your remarks. What do you do for a living, Mark?
I'm a lawyer.
No kidding.
I'm an environmental lawyer, land use lawyer. However,
do you want to make a prediction on that, on the environment?
I don't think we're going to be able to breathe in 3 years. I think the Republicans are going to try to roll back as many environmental safeguards in the name of economic development. When in fact, if you look at the environmental standards that have been imposed through criminal penalties in Europe, their economy has thrived while ours has continued to struggle.
Really? They're doing well in Europe these days? I didn't read that part. I read the...
Well, not right at the moment, but over the past couple decades, they took the environment seriously. Their health costs are down, I believe. There really hasn't been any downturn in their economic vitality as a result solely of environmental.
Well, good luck on that one. Do some more reading. But, Mark, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it a lot. You're a good guy.
Happy New Year.
Let's go to Eric in Albany. Eric, will you hold on for a second? We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. 7 seconds or so. Okay, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Support comes from Valley Home Improvement, designing and building kitchens, bathrooms, interiors, and additions throughout the Pioneer Valley. Love your home, valleyhomeimprovement.com. EPIC, 18 Vermont Artisans Manchester Center, an artisan-owned and operated cooperative craft gallery honoring handmade traditions and contemporary design. EPOCHVermont.com. Hudson Wine Merchants, Hudson, New York, celebrating 10 years of wine and food in the Hudson Valley. Raise your glass, HudsonWineMerchants.com. Ashokan Center, a classroom in the wild, offering environmental, outdoor education, and living history programs for schools. AshokanCenter.org. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. And the Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to protect ecologically important lands and waters of the Adirondacks for nature and people. Nature.org/Adirondacks.
Eric, we're back, and thank you so much for waiting. What do you got?
Yes, sir. I believe that 2015 is going to be the start of the United States going into the same situation that Greece started 3 or 4 years ago with the economic downfall because of all the bickering between the two parties and the Commonwealth of country being stuck in the middle. And we are looking at the beginning of a radical economic change here.
Okay, could you get a little bit more specific about what that radical change will be?
Well, I mean, like right now in Greece, they failed to elect the government. So now you have the party that's coming in that, you know, we're situated here, same thing with the Republicans coming in, wanting to undo every little Band-Aid and staple that's been put in to try and build up our economy. They're facing that right now, and their valuation of their capital has collapsed. I mean, they've lost a 30%, you know, every citizen of Greece has lost 30% of their value of being a person, either monetary or physical. And I think that in this country, the political establishment doesn't really care except hurting each other.
Well, I got to tell you, we were in Greece, Roselle and I, not that long ago, and we were talking to a professor who lost a huge amount of his pension. They just took it away.
Right.
And they're not happy, but they're not in the streets.
Right. And that's what they're facing. That's, you know, listening to NPR and listening to the interviews that they had last night with the outgoing party. You know, I mean, even those party members are taking what they have left and putting it outside of the Eurozone.
Okay, I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said, Eric, but an awful lot of people are following you up, so I want to give them all a chance. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay, let's go to Abigail in Kingston. Welcome back, Abigail. Always great to hear from you. Go.
Thank you, and likewise, igualmente, have a good new year. I would like to see student loans, a kind of a jubilee on student loans for those people who are truly giving back to society. And that.
Well, do you predict it? Because this is a program, Abigail, about prediction. Sorry to be so mean about it.
I'll predict it.
Okay, so you're predicting. You're predicting a jubilee on college loans. And now there are some programs that are already doing what you're saying. In other words, if you teach for
so
10.
Let's have more of them.
For more than 10 years.
Farmers, perhaps.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
People going into farming.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what else? Well, what else do you think?
Do I think? I don't think much.
You don't think much, all right.
But Abigail, yes, I think that's a terrific idea. I think our kids are really being screwed now on college loans.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, trying to win back or get back the middle class, which has kind of died out. Certainly, I can recall being of middle class and not minding it either. Now I'm one poor soul, but it's okay because I have lots of good spirit. All right, Alan.
And Abigail, it's always wonderful to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Did we get to Eric? No, Eric's number is not there. So two is take two down. Okay. And we'll go to Paul in Amherst. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. Paul in Amherst, you're on.
Thank you, Alan. I really want to thank you for your prediction about soon-to-be former Governor Patrick being selected by the Hillary Clinton. I think that's an excellent prediction. I do think Hillary will be the nominee. I think she absolutely will win the general election. I don't think it matters who the Republican nominee is. think the Republicans are generally sort of demographically out of the running for the White House for a long time to come. And I think the election of a president, Hillary Clinton, will solidify the economic and public policy stranglehold of the global corporations because, specifically Hillary and Governor Patrick are, they are not progressives. They are corporate trust-feeding centrists. Hillary's kind of a warmonger. She voted for the authorization for the Iraq invasion and Deval Patrick pushed casino gambling. These people are not progressives, but I think you're absolutely right. They will be our next president and vice president.
Well, we disagree on a couple of things there. I'm not disagreeing with all you're saying, but I am saying I happen to think that Deval Patrick is the best politician in America right now. I think he's a wonderful man. But in any case, Paul, that's what this is all about. That's why it's the Vox Pop.
Casino gambling is just... So
well,
bad.
I've certainly spoken out against that. I don't think he's happy with me on that one. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go to Jan in Greenwich. Okay, Jan, you're on.
Hey, how's it going? First of all, I'd like to say someone earlier in your show said they thought the minimum wage would fail just like every other mandated change that's been kind of put out there. I'd just like to say that if you actually look back at it, the economy has always been a little bit better when Democratic politicians are in office, and I think it's a little kind of jumping the gun to just make the assumption it's not going to be better. And one thing I hope that will happen for liberals' sakes is just that corporations might get deemed a little bit different class than same rights as individuals. You know, I think that individual deeming of corporations is a little harmful to the progression of rights for people in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it Jan or is it Ian? I can't.
It's Ian, sir.
Ian.
That's all right.
That's all right. Ian, thank you so much for your call and for your good thinking. Appreciate it. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Right. Let's go to Dick in Long Meadow. Dick, you're on.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The comment I want to make is I think you're going to see state pensions as soon as people smarten up, and first of all, I'll say I'm an independent voter, okay? But there's a thing called the unfunded pension liability.
Yep.
And you can find out what it is.
Sure.
And in Massachusetts, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And our people have to go out and borrow the difference between what they have and what they owe the pensioners. And it's getting out of hand. It's getting so the state employees are taking some pensions of, it's tremendous. And I think you're going to see that unfunded pension liability wake some politicians up.
And it isn't only in New York State, believe me.
It's in Massachusetts.
I mean, in Massachusetts, I'm so sorry, yeah.
Yes.
In New York, I believe everything is hunky-dory.
I think the only major people that have a fully funded pension, I could be wrong, is the post office. Their pension is fully funded.
Okay, Dick, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Let's go to Martin in Rosendale. Okay, Martin in Rosendale, you're on.
Hello, Alan. Thanks for taking the call. I predict that over the next period of time, we're going to see a lot of the social programs disappear because of the folks that are in charge shortly. And I also think that the country will flip back and realize that the loss of these social programs makes us all worse off in general. But I don't believe anything's going to really change that much because the people who are in charge do not have to be in the majority.
Indeed.
So I predict that even though the political whims of the country go back and forth, nothing is really going to change too much.
Okay, Martin, thank you for that. Appreciate that prediction. Let's go to Michael in Dutchess County. Michael, you're on 1-800-348-2551. Go, Michael.
Prediction for 2015. I don't think either party has what it takes to really turn our economic situation around. I don't think either one of them is willing to tell the people the truth.
And the truth is?
This... the acquisition of material wealth is a way of motivating ourselves to act doesn't work. It simply does not work, and that should be apparent to us. What we wind up is a highly divided society, becoming even more highly divided. It's my understanding that those who have really accumulated a great deal of wealth are already preparing themselves for a serious, serious social destabilization.
And when you say social destabilization, that's ominous. What do you mean?
At the risk of sounding very dramatic, to the brink of, if not into, civil war. Complete social destabilization. That is look like it's going to break down along racial lines, but in reality will be breaking down along have and have not lines.
Well, Dick, I certainly hope that you're wrong, because I...
So do I.
Sure hate to see that. Thank you so much, Dick. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Good day to you.
1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Let's see here. That's out. That's gone. That's right. Okay, now we are going to go to Doug in Albany. All right, Doug in Albany, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Contrary to what your previous person just said, is I don't think the New York State Pension Fund will be rated in 2015.
When you say rated, what do you mean by rated?
That's what I mean. I mean reduced payments to employees that have worked the mandated hours in order to save money to localities.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think so. And the reason it's not going to happen is I'm a longtime state employee, and I traded off working for the private sector for the long-term financial stability of having a retirement after I worked for the 30 years that are mandated under my contract. And I think it's a fair trade-off, and I think that if you're going to attract talent to New York State government, that's you have to maintain pensions to individuals that, when the big financial crisis came, we had people from Wall Street that were begging to get middle-level management jobs in the state.
It's interesting you say that, because I just had Tom DiNapoli on, and the state pension fund is doing spectacularly well right now.
Absolutely, and I think that, as long as you get a one person that's responsible for maintaining the fiduciary responsibility for the fund, I think we have a chance of maintaining that. Once you get politics involved, I think, we've got on a slippery slope.
And that's why, of course, I think we're lucky to have Tom DiNapoli after Alan Hevesy and the boys who were playing fast and loose with the pension funds. Remember all of that?
Yep. And absolutely. He's been a strong supporter of unions in New York State as well.
That's right.
So I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year, and I hope next year is better than this year.
And to you too, Doug. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Let's go to Wilson in Schenectady. Wilson, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Alan. My prediction is that the 2016 election will be more nastier than the previous two.
Okay.
And that police on equality will not stop anytime soon, because the rest of the country, besides the people who are feeling disenfranchised, are not quite seeing it or experiencing anything, or they can't relate to what is going on.
Okay, so the prediction is Hillary will be president.
If she runs her campaign right, she will be president. But I'm saying the election itself will be nastier than we've seen.
It could be, because every time you have an open office, then it really gets nasty. You're exactly right about that. They're going to put a lot of money into that. And I agree with those who think that Jeb Bush is the natural candidate, because he's obviously the guy who the moderate Republicans think, or the more moderate Republicans think, can win, as opposed to some of the crazies. And I'm sure the Democrats are praying that the right wing of the party nominate their guys, so that they have an easier time. Wilson, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to, how you say it here? Pat in North Greenbush. Pat, you're on. Hello, Pat.
Hi, this is Mark.
Mark. I don't see your name up there, but go ahead.
For 2015, I agree with the last caller. He sort of stole some of my thunder.
Yeah,
I think that the campaign rhetoric will be heightened, and I think it will be Bush against Hillary Clinton. And I think if Hillary Clinton has the type of campaign she had against Obama, I think Bush might win. But if Hillary Clinton does what she should do, which is try to stay more center or a little bit left of center, I think she has a good shot of winning.
And did you want to say something about Al Sharpton?
Say again?
Did you want to say something about Al Sharpton?
No.
Okay. I think our system is getting a little bollocked up here, but don't worry. Pat, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, let's go to, I don't know who. I know that we've got, things ringing here, so I'll just read you a couple of things that people have sent in over the email. I predict, hope, that the cap on contributions for Social Security will be eliminated so that even millionaires will continue to contribute after they've made $117,000 per year. I agree with that. Okay, let's see. And I think that is that on, oh, well, here's one. I predict that Amtrak will break a ridership record in 2015 and there will be no more bottlenecks on the rail bridge between Albany and Schenectady and completed. And that's from Stuart in Poughkeepsie, New York. That's very nice. Okay, and we'll go now to Laura in Skodak. Okay, no, Laura's not there anymore. So I'm going to just press a button and see what happens. What number is he on? He's on number four. Okay, I'm going to go to number four. Number four, are you there?
I am. This is Laura Lee.
Okay, Laura, you go ahead.
Oh, I don't like this prediction, but I live on the river.
Yep.
And in the last year, I believe that somebody else has termed Albany, Little Houston, and the traffic on the river, which I don't have the facts for, but Riverkeeper does, has increased twofold. And there are boats that have gone aground Sunday before Christmas in right off Catskill, between Catskill and Hudson. A big tanker went aground, and the tug had to spend hours getting it off. And a year ago, there was one up in Stuyvesant that went aground. And just from my personal, I'm not a professional,
sure,
observation of the river because I walk there all the time. I would say that the traffic has increased twofold, and a lot of it is crude oil. Riverkeeper, I've been in touch with them in the last 2 weeks because I've been so alarmed. And in the channel that's west of Skodak Island State Park, an absolutely beautiful, pristine habitat on the Hudson River, there's a very narrow channel between the island and the west bank of the Hudson, and there were two freighters passing each other. I have never seen that in 12 years of living on the river.
So am I hearing a prediction correctly that you're predicting we're going to have an accident, an oil spill?
Yes. Oh, yes. I hate to predict that, mm-hmm, but I really think that it is going to happen because we've come so close as recently as the Sunday.
Okay, so what would you like to do about this?
I would like to see everybody support Riverkeeper, everybody support Scenic Hudson, everybody start being a watchdog for Riverkeeper because they have said to me, they called me back in 15 minutes on a Monday morning,
yep,
to say, we are so glad to hear from you. And to realize, because I would like to believe in idealism, but I think the pocketbook, that all the New Yorkers in Columbia County who bought because the Hudson Valley is so beautiful had better speak up about this traffic on not just on the river, but also CSX along the train tracks and the amount of oil that they're carrying, because it just takes one oil slick to end up with many oil-covered American Eagles.
You bet.
Hey,
Laura, got to let you go. I thank you very much for that call. It's a serious problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yep.
Okay, so we are just about out of time, but I want to thank everyone who called in and apologize to those left who are thinking about calling but who didn't make that call. Okay, support for the Vox Pop comes from Upstate Divorce Mediation, specializing in helping couples who are seeking a legal separation or divorce. Offices in Albany, Saratoga, and Catskill, upstatedivorcemediation.com. And H. Housed and Son, True Value Hardware, and Just Ask Rentals, Woodstock, New York, specializing in energy-saving ideas for home winterizing since 1932. Behind every project is a True Value, hhoused.com. And the Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting Winslow Homer, The Nature and Rhythm of Life, only through January 4th, 2015, arkellmuseum.com. And Capital Roots, formerly Capital District Community Gardens, announcing their new home at the Urban Grow Center. Grow, educate, provide, capitalroots.org. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at wamc.org/VoxPop. Engineer Zach Malloy. Calls answered by Daniel Goldstein, Trial by Fire. Our producer's Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.